We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You and I actually have a little bit of a disagreement.
Oh, we're going to throw
on
down
a quote that Glover Quinn gave earlier today.
Not now, just on that, but that's the jumping off point.
Of course.
Sure.
I want to make sure that we play that because I think that he is 100% right. And I think you're on the other end of it where you go, well, I could see how the things needed to be changed here in this Lions organization.
Yeah,
so Glover Quinn was on one of the Barstool podcasts, okay? And he was, of course, talking about the Lions and, you know, everything that went on in the transition to Matt Patricia after Jim Caldwell had kind of righted the ship and made the Lions semi-relevant, okay? Are you with Glover Quinn listening to that little comment, his answer on the podcast, just like, you know what? They shouldn't have handed the keys to a rookie head coach. They were right there. You know, they were ready to take the next step, just needed a couple of tweaks and a couple of things to retool it, okay? Or are you on the other side where you go, no, this thing needed to be blown up. 9-7 wasn't good enough. They had to tear it down to start to slowly build it back up. Which side of it are you on? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Now, I want you to present your little case about what you disagree with Quinn
about.
Well,
this is what I disagree with. First of all, Quinn either lied or thought it just needed a little tweaking when he said, you know, the talent is better than 9-7. He either didn't believe that and he was intent on rebuilding with
Bob
his,
Quinn
with his
you're
boy.
Talking about.
Bob Quinn,
yeah,
Bob
yeah.
Quinn, I'm
yeah.
sorry. Bob Quinn either didn't believe what he was saying, was lying to us, or he was planning to rebuild with Matt Patricia. So from that standpoint, I could see how Glover Quinn, the players and the fans could see the contradictory messages. Totally. But I do not buy that, quote unquote, the culture that they had and that everything was, well, what word did he use? Good, or our culture was great. Our culture was good. We were good. We were right there. I don't buy any of that. I don't think they were right there. They were in the same spot for 4 years, which was not a horrible spot. Much better spot than they are now, but they weren't right there. And at some point, and even though Patricia and Quinn have executed it poorly, very poorly, the plan of shaking things up was what we all wanted. Like, enough of the mediocrity, enough. Get somebody from outside, shake it up. And it sort of ticks me off when then everybody rushes to the side of the disgruntled players. Oh, the players didn't like it. And well, of course they didn't like it. It's always comfortable here. It's always comfortable being a Detroit Lion. Until now. That said, even though the plan, I agree with shaking it up, Patricia is a first-time head coach, has been very poor at it. Quinn hasn't explained it well enough or executed it well enough. But to sit here 2 years later and have fans agree with Quinn and say, we had it so good here. Why did they come in and change everything? Oh, shut up. That is revisionism. You didn't think it was good. You thought it was meh. Meh.
See, I agree with you there. I don't know that anyone thought that everything was just perfect and good and, man, you know, got all the guys. You know, we can go out there and just win a bunch of playoff games with this roster as it's currently constructed. I'm with you there. I guess where I veer off is I thought they were close. Closer to being a team that could win 10 games and be a factor and be a contender than they were closer to getting a top three pick. You know what I mean? Like,
well, then why didn't you campaign to keep Caldwell?
Because he wasn't going to be able to get them over that hump. I think that
exactly
is what's established. So if Caldwell wasn't the right guy, isn't the goal to, but you feel like you're close, isn't the goal to bring somebody in that can get you over that hump, that can somehow?
Yeah, and they apparently picked poorly. Absolutely. But of course, Glover Quinn and the Lions for many years have been a great place for veteran players to come.
Caldwell
was
money.
A great,
yeah.
great players coach, short practices, everything. And you got what out of it, what you put into it. A slightly above average team.
When you're coming into a new situation, the phone number is 248-539-9797. As a head coach in professional sports, okay, you see it all the time where coaches come in and their way or the highway, and that's fine. I mean, I totally understand that. At the same time, doesn't there need to be a certain, you know, respect, a certain, okay, well, this is what you did the last
Absolutely.
Couple of years.
I
loved
yep.
what I see on
Absolutely.
Film for this. I do feel like based on what Quinn is saying, based on what some other former players are saying, Quandre Diggs being sent out of town, Darius Slay has been outspoken, that respect wasn't there.
No, I agree.
You know?
I think Patricia, in an honest moment, would 100% agree that he handled that wrong. He knows he did. I mean, I think he talked after the season about, you know, self-evaluation and things that you got to do differently. And he cut back on some of the practices and a lot of things. No doubt. He screwed that up. And that's the last thing Glover Quinn remembers about his own NFL career. So, of course, he's going to be bitter about it towards Patricia. I would be, too, if I was him.
All right. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Glover Quinn says, you know what? I felt like we were close. The culture was good. Jim Caldwell had gotten this team, this franchise, to a certain point. Okay, the next coach was going to have to be brought in to get them to that next level. Do you buy that? Do you believe that the Lions were closer to being, you know, a 10-6 team, a contending team in the NFL, or were they closer to being this, that Bob Quinn had to come in, you know what, instead of just, changing the filter, on the engine, now they just did a total reconstruction of everything. Do you think that was necessary at this point? Again, the phone number is 248-539-9797.
And if you think, if you're going to come on and say, no, Glover Quinn is right, it was, then you have to tell me and be honest that when Caldwell was on the ropes, you were defending him. If you feel that way now, don't pretend like you felt that way 2 years ago if you didn't, because that is fake. You can say, yeah, I wanted a change, but I wanted a better
yes.
change. You can say that, but don't pretend like everything was hunky-dory.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.